We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and my guest today is all about health, wellness, and mindset, Lila Veronica. Lila, thanks for stopping by, and I consider you almost like a jack of all trades and all the different things that you've done in your career and where you are today, and I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Neil. It's really fun to be here.
Absolutely. When you talk about entrepreneurship, was that something always you wanted to do?
I have been selling blow pops since I was a kid, brother.
Really? So like starting from the beginning. Exactly.
Yeah. I could have story on story about what I've done, but I've always had some sort of side hustle before side hustle was a word for sure.
And where did you get that motivation factor from?
Well, I grew up with a single mom who was very poor, and there was zero extra money, barely even enough money to feed me, let alone any extra money to have anything. I wanted things. That's just the truth. I wanted to experience more. I wanted to be able to hang out with my friends, buy the cute shoes, you know, be a cheerleader. I played sports and baseball, and I was a cheerleader, and I did a lot of activities, and I would not have been able to do that if I didn't learn how to make some money on the side.
And that's the thing. But that takes again, extra effort. Going working for somebody's different than getting residual income, figuring out specific ways, different things. So what type of entrepreneurial ventures have you done in your career?
Well, I will go a little bit backwards. Right now, you know, I have a coaching and consulting business where I help women in particular with owning their worth and embodying their worth. So really walking into a room, and it has a lot to do with a movement system that I teach. I've done a lot of business coaching over the years. I've helped a whole lot of coaches and service-oriented women create a lot of money in their life and a lot of fun and beach houses and all sorts of cool stuff. You know, before that, and I still do, I've had connections to product companies, health and wellness companies. I used to be in the environmental field. I spent 15 years and I was working, used to teach environmental policy at The Ohio State University. Okay. So I've had a lifelong desire to stay healthy, but also create wealth. And so a lot of the products I love, there's a liquid collagen product, for example, that I'm just in love with, that it helps people so much. So I have, you know, several streams of income in my business. You know, before that, when eBay came out, I would go to the thrift stores and consignment shops, buy stuff, sell it on eBay. You know, when Uber and Lyft and all that stuff was coming out, I was just starting my business. So I even did some of that, and I would go on Craigslist and get side gigs just to pay the bills so I could start my business, you know, so I didn't have to go get a job, 40-hour-a-week job. And so what I've learned is, like, we all show up every day, whether it be, you know, we're in charge or somebody else is in charge, right, or we're still working. And I'm a leader. I'm just born a leader. I've never liked to be told what to do. It doesn't work for me.
that's me too. I want to do it. I'm on my own, not someone else. Right.
Yes. And so that's really, I would say, people, when they say, how did you get into, you know, to entrepreneurship? And I'm like, well, I don't like to be told what to do. I've had jobs, and it's usually within 1.5 years.
And you're out.
Because I know I have some idea, and nobody will listen, and I know it's a good idea, you know?
and that's the problem. You come in and work for a company, and then you want to do more. They don't want you to do more. That's the problem. And then your mind says, I want to keep doing more. You got to be. And so then you're like, well, it's best to do it with my clients and do those different things. So where do you see yourself? Where do you see your business going? Especially with your other streams of income, you're teaching so many people, you're helping them with their health and wellness and also build their businesses and grow. Where do you see yourself?
Well, I have this year, I am creating, it's almost done, creating an app. It's called Riverstone Movement. My intention is, I love it because it's what we're doing here today. About 7 to 10 minutes of movement every day. That's it. It's all you need to reshape your body and be in your body and move from a whole new power to place in itself. 7 to 10 minutes a day. So my future has a lot to do with bringing in not only students, but also teachers to teach my system. All of my women, I always say they're the smarty pants women. They're like the intellects. You know, I'm a highly educated woman, but it did not make me necessarily feel good or be happy. I had to learn how to be in my body and take care of myself if I was going to let my intellect thrive in the world. So that's really where I'm headed. I'm growing my community of Riverstone Movement students and looking for teachers always who understand the connection between the physical component of mental mastery.
So you teach them and then they teach, that's the goal, to teach others.
Brilliant. Yes. And I have, what's beautiful is the technology nowadays. I've either taught, coached, or spoke on all seven continents, even Antarctica.
That's great.
And so, yeah. So this, by creating an app, it's so helpful for it to be anywhere globally for teachers and students too. It's cool. It's really neat.
Technology. So the app, but you make yourself available in this app more than not just that your movements, you're making sure yourself available to the other teachers. So the teachers can't just, no one just download the app and use it. They're going to need to have a teacher that's involved. Explain that more to the process.
Well, the teachers will support the students. So a lot of apps have, you know, things on the technology, but no human.
And right.
So this is, they get a teacher on the app, you know, the short 7 to 10 minute practice, that's me. And then they also get a support teacher, whether that be me or another teacher to see. So, because I had a mentor once say, you can't see the ingredients of the salad dressing bottle when you're on the inside.
Right.
And so even if people practicing exercises at home, if this is a lot about posture alignment and how we're moving through space. And so you need eyeballs on you because you think you're doing one thing and you see yourself and you're like, whoa, I'm doing something totally different. Or if somebody else sees you that has a super trained eye for balance and harmony between the body parts, you can see what's going on. And what's neat, that person can help them link the physical component of the life. Because if you shift the body, the life shifts too. The issues are in the tissues. You get rid of them. Yeah. So that's the whole point here with this Riverstone movement. It's not just about getting fit. Getting fit is actually a bonus of knowing yourself and aligning with your.
So you're putting in a lot of your components of your coaching that is, again, you're working with people, but now more people can, you can reach for this app and the teaching. So you're going both areas. You're giving them the ability to stay, get in shape, but also have better mindset. And
absolutely. And then the teachers to create wealth as well, because that's a big part of what I've taught over the years. I bridge wealth and the body, basically.
So my question for you is, why is it so difficult for some people to create wealth, especially if they have the right mindset, the right idea, the right product or service, the right system, but yet get bogged down? Why?
For women, and actually for men too, but for women in particular, I would say the number one reason is judgment. Fear of judgment from others. It's innate. It's wired into our biology to be part of the kingdom. Get kicked out of the kingdom, you're dead. So we could say they have the right mindset. They don't take action with the physical form, the body. Ha ha, there we go again. Back to that thing. So, you know, it's really, they're scared to show up in the body and say words and share their energy because of what other people might think of them.
That's the thing. If you get out there, if you don't, you're going to have success. If you're willing to go out there and put yourself out there, that's the biggest thing that's keeping a lot of entrepreneurs from being successful, is get themselves out there. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's not getting in front of the right people. It's getting in front of people.
It's getting right people or in front of people.
It's not even about a lot of people are trying to find the right people.
Versus just getting in front of people.
That
will get things going. That will develop the stuff. Very interesting stuff. Where can we find information on? Where's the best place we can connect with you?
Riverstonemovement.com.
All right.
Riverstonemovement.com. You can see what I have going on there. What I would say is, you know, I love what you said. You have to kind of, my grandma always said, you have to ruffle feathers. Keep ruffling feathers. So I believe happiness is a bit of a rebellion right now. It's very easy to be sad, angry, and depressed and all that,
yes.
But it's not easy to be happy. So this is a call to all women who want to feel good and be happy. And you'll see it.
Check it out.
You'll see it at the website. Yeah.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks, Leela. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. You're watching and listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.